The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
They definitely heard her father come home, but they soon realized it wasn't him, but who did come through the front door and then disappear.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Well, hello there. Thank you very much for listening and or watching. You know, if you have a real ghost story, how we like to hear them, so share them with us. You can also watch us now on YouTube. That would be fun and exciting. So make sure you do that. Check us out. Hit subscribe wherever you're listening. I'm Carol Hughes. We've got Todd today. And Lisa, our co-worker, because Tony is busy planning our company retreat. He likes to call it a wedding, but he's busy Whatever. With that. So Lisa, thank you very much for joining us today.
I am happy to do it. Anytime I can talk ghosts, I am very happy to do it.
So. Because you frequently do a lot of true crime stuff.
I do.
For our company.
For our company, I work a lot in true crime. I mean, I am what was called in the early 2000s, a true crime girly. So, you know, it's kind
of
like.
She was part of the first wave of true crime geeks that kind of came out around that time.
Yeah.
Was it an obsession with Dateline that got you started? Was it a Keith Morrison crush, perhaps? And I'm saying that
she has told me about some dreams, but we won't get into that on this.
We won't get into those. No, I became obsessed, and obsessed is probably the correct word. Todd's going, yes, she was obsessed. Obsessed with true crime and obsessed with serial killers and things of that nature. When I was in high school, it started because a girl that I went to high school with, who was a couple years older than me, was murdered. And her murder was claimed by a pair of serial killers. It ended up that they did not do it, but that started my interest in it and was looking into these two serial killers. Then I started branching into others and started looking into more and more of that. And so that's where my love of true crime came from.
And please tell me that somebody was held accountable for her.
I have murder. To go back and look, but they did find the person that they think did it. And I believe that they were in prison for another crime at the time. I'd have to look it up to get the details, but they did put somebody in prison for her murder. Thank goodness.
Golly, no kidding.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, where I'm from, there was that murder. There was another murder where a woman was found in a dumpster at a university. All these things started right in my formative journalism years. So that's what I would cover. And that's what I was interested in. So.
Along the way, since you're joining us on a ghost show, what do you think about that? What do you think about the paranormal? Believer, skeptic, somewhere in between?
I'm kind of in between. So when I hear stories that, and this is nothing against Gen Z, but when I hear stories that are newer, I kind of go, okay, I can see how that started, where it came from. I don't know that I necessarily believe in Slender Man, but I can see where those things started. What I love are the haunting stories, the true haunts that happen. That's where I want to get into the story, why this is here. What's holding the energy of
that's that true crime side of you. You're that's like, the what? True crime that investigative side of Lisa.
Right. What is holding that spirit in this place? What is it about this place they love and or don't that they are attached to this place and or this person? So I really want to get into that. That's what I like when I'm looking and trying to research stuff.
The very first time I ever went ghost hunting was with Miss Hale. We went in the middle of the night illegally to a cemetery. Mm-hmm. And do you remember what we did actually find something?
We got an EVP.
We got an EVP. Mm-hmm. But I believe it was in German, right? Wasn't it in German?
I think it was. I think because we didn't understand what it was.
Yeah.
But yeah, we got an EVP that night.
So you guys just like hanging out. Let's go break in someplace and investigate it. Well, had there been a plan brewing for a couple weeks?
I don't think that we would say that we committed any crimes doing so.
Well,
I
mean, not us. We'd never do such a thing as that.
Back it up. There weren't gates closed and we broke in that way or anything like that. It's open, but you're not supposed to be in there at night. Right. And we kind of parked the vehicle down a little hill. And then
so
we
couldn't be seen.
So we couldn't be seen. And then when cars would come by, we were like, oh, shh, don't say anything, you know, and then we'd have to get down. Yeah. I mean, it was like being a teenager playing ghosts in the graveyard or something like that.
Mm. Yeah, because I have never broken into any place in my entire life.
Well, look at you.
Okay.
We're it just must not be nice talk to be so good.
Right.
We're just not going to talk about it. No, I will say I've never broken into any place to do a paranormal investigation.
Okay. Well, now there's clarification.
There's clarification. Okay. There.
Yeah.
I will say that, you know, while we weren't supposed to be there, it's not like we were causing any criminal damage to property. We were just in that area talking, recording, checking things out, that kind of thing. In his defense, in all the major real buildings that he has paranormally investigated, Todd has had permission to do so.
Thank you, Lisa.
You're welcome.
The only place, well, there probably was more, but.
That you broke into?
Yeah.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, here comes the story of the week.
So I was working as a teller at the dog track here in town. It has since closed. And after work, a bunch of people came over to my house. There was about 12 or 15 of us. And I lived by this amusement park that now looks like a ghost park because some of the things are still there. But, you know, weeds have grown up and it's been empty for years. But I walk my dog by the park every day. And I knew how you could get into the park after hours. It was super easy. You just had to go underneath this bridge and you'd be in. Because one day I crawled down there and I'm like, seems to me you could just go underneath this bridge, wade through the shallow water, and you're into Joyland. And so I mentioned that, and everybody's like, let's do it. It's 2 a.m, and I'm like, no.
And there was drinking involved, if I remember the story correctly.
There was drinking involved. We went ahead, and we broke on in. But we didn't break in. We just walked in. There was this under the bridge way to get in. And I'm like, it's kind of their fault for making it so easy. I mean,
that's
they
what
didn't
I thought about the cemetery, too. It's their fault. They didn't lock the place up. I'm going
to have dates. Come on.
Yeah, they could have put some barbed wire fencing on the other side of the bridge to keep people out, but they didn't.
And they probably didn't think people were going to slosh through the water to get in.
It wasn't even that deep. So we did. We broke in. And we ended up, and I, because I've talked about this before, but every one of us, when we got back to my house, was bleeding. We had all gotten injured somewhere along the way. Every one of us. But what was crazy is, like, some of the kids' rides, we just flipped them on and they're on. We're like, what the hell? Wow. Like, and of course, nobody like sat down on the kids' rides. They stood up like they were surfing on the kids' rides, which did that with some of the injuries there.
I was just going to say that explains where some of the blood came from, right?
Yeah. I was bleeding. Like, everyone was bleeding when we got back. It was just, it was quite an adventure, but we did no paranormal investigations while we were there.
How old
actually,
were you when you did this?
I was in my 30s.
That so, makes it even better.
Carol, I just want to let you know, ABC is on the line with me right now. They want to do an after-school special about not doing this kind of stuff.
Yes, and how that's a really good idea because you could end up bloody and hurt.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'd like to share that with everybody. You can end up hurt. So
I love so that this happened that. While you were in your 30s and your full
oh yeah
your full like, frontal cortex.
I had two college degrees by that point. Like, this is a great idea. Let's do it. And I'm like, no, you guys. Of course, I didn't want to. But yeah, it was pretty funny.
Peer pressure.
This week on a very special Blossom.
Peer pressure. Well, let's listen to a ghost story, shall we? That's where you guys go. Yeah.
Yes.
Here we go. Yay.
My name is Linda, and I live in Indiana. And my daughter has turned me on to your show, and I really, really, really like it. Thank you for being there. My story actually took place in about 1969. We were living at my grandmother's house, which was not a happy place to be. She was a evil woman. And there were always things going on there. Always. There was always, I would hear sounds. It was just an ongoing thing. But one particular night, my girlfriend Debbie was spending the night with me. Nobody was home. My dad was out, God knows where. I didn't have a mom at the time. She was dead already. And the grandmother was gone for the weekend by her daughter's house, which was a wonderful thing. So Debbie spent the night with me. And it was a Sunday night because I remember the Sunday newspaper used to be like 5 inches thick. And we used to set it on the hassock in the front room. And we had gone to bed. We were chit-chatting and telling stories and stuff in my room. And we heard the front door open. Now, this was about 11:30, 12 o'clock at night. We heard the front door open, and we can hear the weather stripping. It was a very old wooden door, heavy, and it has a very distinct sound when it's opened. It just swipes that weather stripping, and there's no mistaking it. And then we heard it close, and I thought, oh, Debbie, my dad's home. Pretend you're sleeping, because I can predict what he's going to do. He's going to come in, and he's going to open the door, and he's going to say, hey, are you sleeping? That was his way of maybe checking up on me to see if I was alive and breathing. You know, that was all I knew my dad to do was being a lovable dad. So we waited and waited and waited, and he didn't come in. Another distinct sound my dad would make was his knees would crack. His knees would crack, and he would lay his keys on the glass buffet that was right there in the dining room. Well, we didn't hear either one of those things. And I thought, that's odd. Then all of a sudden, we heard a big boom in the front room. And we're like, what was that? So we waited about a good 5 minutes. He never poked the door open and checked on us. Never. So we thought, well, we better go out there and see what that noise is all about and who came in. Well, when we went out to the front room, lo and behold, first thing we saw was the Sunday newspaper was on the floor, and a couple of sections were out of place. It had been sitting on the hassock. The front door was locked. No keys were on the buffet. My dad's car wasn't there. No one came home. So we don't know till this day. We still talk about it. We still bring it up. We don't know what it was. We definitely heard the door, definitely heard the paper. I don't know if it was a sign from my mom or something, because my mom and my grandmother did not get along. And probably fortunate for my mom, she's in heaven and she didn't have to put up with my grandmother. But that's my story. And I do have others, and they mostly pertain to that house. So I will be calling in or writing in a couple more stories, and I hope you do play this one. And thank you. I love your show.
I would like to hear more stories, because obviously other things happened other than that. But how brave were they to get up and go investigate? I don't know that I could have. But they did. And if it's not Dad, who is it?
Well, that's the thing, right? And I've had, when my mom passed away, like right, either before or right after she passed away, there was a lot of weird stuff that kind of happened in my house and my sister's houses. And one of the things that happened to me was that I was in bed. My bedroom's at the very top of the stairs, and it's an older house. So I know if somebody is, you know, walking up the stairs, it's obvious. I was in bed with my dog, and I clearly heard somebody walking up the stairs. Now, I thought it was, you know, the people I lived with. And so I was expecting them to come up the stairs and say, hi, we're home or whatever. And there was nobody there. My dog actually perked up and looked too, because I swear there was one or two people walking up that staircase. So, you know, what do you do? I mean, do you stay in bed or do you go check and see if there's somebody in the house? I don't know.
Yeah, you know, because I think, like, living by myself, there's been more than one time that I have to go investigate something.
Right.
Because I don't know what it is. And you can't just lay there and be like, I don't want to know. You know, because it might, there's a reason something crashed. And I did have to smile, because I'd totally forgotten how big the Sunday paper used to be. But if it fell off something, you would hear it. It would have been a thud. Because those Sunday papers back in the day, those were huge.
And heavy.
Yeah.
And heavy. You know, at least 7 sections with 20 pages each. So, yeah.
So I think it's interesting that everything sounded like Dad, but wasn't Dad. And was nobody. I find that interesting. Because something was trying to get their attention. And they both heard it.
Was it just his residual energy? I know he wasn't dead. But, you know, sometimes we talk about whether or not we can haunt things even though we're not dead.
Right. Like,
our energy,
like this weird time warp thing. It's a glitch.
That's where my mind goes like right away. Like, it was his energy that was making that stuff happen.
Well, and it sounded just like him. She's like, oh, it's Dad. He's going to pop in here next and be like, you asleep? You know, that's how much it was like Dad. She was just waiting for him to pop in the room.
Right.
Now, here's another thought. What if it was, and I know this sounds far-fetched, but I really think that there are dimensions that we do not have access to where other things are going on. For example, I believe that there is another Lisa somewhere in another dimension.
Oh, good
sitting
Lord.
There. Seriously, there's another Lisa in another dimension having a conversation with her friends Carol and Todd about ghost stories somewhere, okay? Or she's sitting there, you know, talking to her cat. The thing is there's somebody there. So what if it was like from another dimension crossing over? He had come home in that dimension and it just kind of bled over. It's just a thought on how they're so paper thin between.
Whose cat is screaming in the background?
I'm sorry. That is Jack. That is Jack. I tried to pet him to get him to shut up and he would. That's Captain Jack. He screams a lot. I'm sorry.
I was like, that ain't my cat. My cat's over here sound asleep, being an angel.
Jack, shush. I'm so sorry.
Well, the thing is you should take the marbles away from him because it's obvious he smokes, no, too.
He's got such a rasp. Shh, be quiet. And he's I don't know if you can see him behind me.
I can see him, yeah.
Yeah, he's back there. He's gonna, if he keeps
watch coming, out, watch out.
He'll get in the corner and he'll put his face in the corner and just meow as loud as he can into the corner. He's a special needs cat.
I caught one of my cats doing that today. I was like, what are you doing?
I don't know what it is. Just meowing in the corner and that echoes back to him for some reason.
Must be some nice acoustics and they're singing like people sing in the shower. It's like the acoustics are so good in this corner.
I'm just going to sit in the corner and scream.
I'm going to meow here.
He's singing the song of his people. That's all I know.
Well, let's go on to another ghost story.
I just want to tell a story about when I visited my cousins in Chicago. I've been visiting them for quite a while. I live in Detroit. Their house was haunted. I had to figure out the hard way. Me and my older cousin and his brother, which is my age, we were upstairs and really haven't told this story to anybody because I get creeped out every time I say it. So this is the first time I ever say it to any stranger. We heard, you know, loud crashing and banging downstairs as if all the glass plates and glass cups broke. And it was like realistic. We actually thought like something was going on. Someone was in the house. So we go downstairs and there is nothing, nothing on the floor. We looked around. We didn't see anybody. They both looked at each other, two brothers. And I was like, you know, what the hell's going on? They looked at me and said, we didn't want to tell you, but our house is haunted. And immediately I freaked out because I had encounters prior. I told them, you know, what's possessing your house or haunting your house? And they said, well, they think it's a demonic entity. When they were telling me the story of what previously happened in the house, I just freaked out and I called my mom to get me a train ticket to go back the next day. But unfortunately I had to stay 3 extra days. I don't go back to the house. I always have dreams that the house wants me back and it wants me to go. And I told my mom, you know, what happened. And she told me, yeah, their mom, which is my mom's cousin, actually had sleep paralysis one time and she had to say a prayer. To actually have the entity let go of her, of whatever that was holding her down in her bed. Another story is when I was in my room one day and I was changing, getting ready to go to a wedding. All I hear is my name being called out and it was so realistic and I never hear voices or trip out like that. But that was the first time other than the encounter I encountered at my cousin's house, that I literally almost started crying. I mean, I'm 6'2", 250 pounds, and I played linebacker, and you can only imagine seeing a guy like me just break down in tears, like almost breaking down in tears from how terrified I was. This was in my old house, in my room. My cousins were actually visiting that time, too, but they were outside. But, yeah, I just wanted to share my story. Real big fan. Love your show. Really does help the day go by at work. Keep up the good work. Thank you.
So do you think like you should warn somebody if they're going to come stay at your house and it's haunted? Or do you just be like, okay, cousin's coming over to stay. Maybe he'll pick up on it. Maybe he won't.
I think if they've had bad experiences before and have a genuine fear of the paranormal, I would warn. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't expect anything to happen when visitors were there.
That, and I think a lot of people who have experiences in their home, whether they believe it's true or not, might be a little hesitant to say, oh, we've got ghosts, right?
Yeah.
You don't say it unless somebody comes to you and goes, hey, you know, what's going on here? I'll give you a prime example. Lisa and I, and do with this information what you will, lived together for a period of time. And she did live in my attic. And
I did.
there were times where I never experienced anything in this house for a long, long time. But Lisa was having some experiences and she never shared them. And I'm not sure exactly why, because I think she knew that I was open to believing in paranormal and believing something could go on. But she kept it to me until I actually said, do you ever encounter strange things in the house? And then she had a list of things she told me about.
Yeah.
Were you like, he's being nice enough to let me stay in the attic? I don't want him
well,
to think
to pay
I'm
rent.
Crazy.
I didn't leave her to stay in the attic.
Let I was going to say, I wasn't there for free. Trust me. I paid him rent.
But you don't want to also be weird.
Well, listen. I know Lisa well enough. She doesn't have to try to not be weird. I just know she is. I just think that I don't think you made a big deal about it.
Because
it was, yeah.
It was just one of those things, like the noises that I would hear downstairs when you guys, there was nobody in the house home but me and the cats. And, you know, I would hear things downstairs. I would hear people walking in the hallway. I would hear voices. I would hear things like that. But, you know, I'm not going to, I was never one to go up to Todd and say, the house is haunted. We have to get out of here. I'm not that histrionic person, but
right.
Not about the house being haunted anyway.
I did get a text one night that there was a spider in her apartment and needed me to come up there and kill
it.
Oh,
I get that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That was before I got over my fear of spiders, but yeah, I took a picture of it and said, come get it.
This is your house. This is what you do when you rent to someone.
You have to, come get the big bug.
This is under the pest control clause in my lease agreement.
That's okay. I knew Todd wouldn't come for the big bug regardless. Todd does not like bugs. So
I think what happened in that story that to me was the questionable part, because I get it. I lived in a haunted house as a kid. I didn't want to live in a haunted house. So the last thing I'm going to do is tell somebody, hey, psst, my house is haunted. But then when they do have the experience and then they're like, yeah, we think there are demons here. That was the cruel part. It's like they could have just gone, yeah, we get it. We think
especially since
too.
He had had a bad experience before. He said he'd had some experiences and that kind of was something that he was nervous about. And I don't think springing something like that on someone is really cool.
I think
even
just
if
acknowledge
it is your cousin.
Yeah. It's haunted. We heard that too. We don't know what happens. It does that weird stuff every now and then, but then to be like, yeah, we think it's a demon. That's like, you can't get that out of your head at that point. No wonder the poor kid called his mom. He's like, give me a train ticket tomorrow. And then the mom's like, no, 3 days. No, I'm not staying with demons. I mean, nobody wants to stay in a demon house.
I'm sorry. I was trying to press that button. I'm sorry. There's no train back home, little boy.
Oh, that is too
Satan.
Good, Todd.
Oh, Satan.
Oh, that's his sitcom on Saturday nights on CBS. Oh, Satan. Oh, Satan.
See, when I use that button,
yeah, it doesn't change your voice.
Find it. No, it changes my voice.
But I totally sound gay. I sound like if Satan was gay, he would be me, right? Totally. Totally, and I have to tell you this. You're pretty hot for a gay Satan. Thank you. I've always thought so, but
which button?
Thank you for acknowledging that. You don't have it on yours, Lisa, so don't even
dang.
Try.
I do every time I do it. I'm like, I'm the gay Satan.
I guess I can shut that off now.
Oh, I love that. We could do a podcast just on that.
Just the Satans.
Satan.
And I don't even have to try to sound like gay Satan. I just do. If Satan was gay, he would sound like Carol, a Satan. Well, do you guys want to do one more quick story?
Sure, sure. We can do
here
that.
Here we go.
My name's Becca. I'm from Texas Panhandle. I'm a Texas gal. My dad is a doctor, and so he's talking to me and my mom about how in medical school they were. He was in his, I think, his last year of residency. My dad's really good at what he does. He's a very good doctor. Anyway, last round of, you know, last year of residency or whatever, however it works. There is one girl that was on life support, and she didn't wake up from the moment. I think she was in a car accident is what he said. I don't remember what he said, how she got there. But anyway, completely brain dead, and she'd been brain dead for months. The family was going to finally go ahead and sign the papers and have her taken off life support. So my dad was just making his round it was early in the morning, and he walked by her room, just kind of glanced in because, I mean, you know, unless the nurse is kind of telling someone it's not any big deal, especially if someone's on, you know, life support. But he walked by and he noticed, like, she wasn't laying down. And so he stepped, he's freaking out. So he takes a, he's like, what? And so he takes a couple steps back. And he peers back into the room. He kind of leans his head back, you know, his back, and kind of peers back in. And she's sitting up and she's looking at him and she's talking. And so my dad, he freaks out. And, you know, he calls the doctors, calls the family, calls the nurses. He steps out of the room to make a phone call. By the time he gets back in there, he turns around and she's laying back down. Everything's fine. Nothing's going off. And nothing went off when she was sitting up anyway, which my dad said was interesting too. Yeah, her machine was still in and everything. He almost got kicked out of medical school because he kept fighting with the doctors about it. They said nothing changed. There was nothing on, like, her EKG or whatever. There's, like, reports that there's, like, a way that you can see it or whatever. I don't know how that works. He tried to explain to me. Anyway, nothing was changed. She was brain dead the entire time. But my dad swears she was sitting up, looking right at him and talking to him. Pretty cool story. I thought it was interesting. Y'all have a good day. Bye.
I do think that is an interesting story. He's a doctor. And, you know, and she's on life support. And he walks by, glances in the room, and sees her up and talking. That's really strange.
And somebody who has such a STEM and scientific background as doctors usually aren't wowed by the fantasy. Does that make sense?
Yes, but I also think because we've had so many stories of hospitals and nursing homes and all that, I think even doctors who are scientific-y probably have experienced some paranormal stuff and probably have some belief that, okay, this kind of makes sense.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I think for him, you know, he's just walking past a room, looks in, it's his patient, and sees her sitting up. She shouldn't be sitting up. She's
right.
Brain dead. Right. Like, that would stick with you. And that's why he's like calling everybody, get over here, you know. But then the machines would be going off.
Yeah.
There would be alerts or something, I'm assuming.
You would think. But if this is truly paranormal, and maybe she had some control over her body one last time and came through. Maybe it was right before. You know, there's lots of reasons why that could have happened.
When my dad was really sick, he was dying. And he was basically in a coma. Mm-hmm. And I think we were going on about 3 or 4 days. He hadn't woken up. And they weren't planning on him waking up. And when he was awake before, he was very confused and very, you know, thinking things were out the window, military tanks and stuff. And it was just like, yeah, Dad, you know, agree. And then one day, after 4 or 5 days, he just woke up and he looked and talked to each person in the room, asked how the Cubs game was going because it was on TV, who's ahead. Each person in the room, he had something to say to that person. And then he was awake for maybe 15 minutes, closed his eyes, never woke up again. So to be in the room right then was pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't have thought he would have been able to, if he was to wake up after the experiences and his confusion before, now it's been 3 or 4 days, he's been in a coma, he's not going to be making any sense.
I'm so sorry.
I don't even know what kind of cat sound that is. That sounded demonic, didn't it, Todd? A little bit.
Well, I think she's torturing cats in the background. That's what I'm
so sorry. That is Jack.
Miss Lisa Cat Lady over here, right? Torturing cats with her feet or something.
If you're not in need now, you will be after living with Lisa.
I'm so sorry. That naughty cat. Next time we do this, I'll put him somewhere else so he can't come in here.
The thing is, we have to point it out, because if we don't, we will get messages of people saying, did you hear at
You got an EVP.
27 minutes and 42 seconds into that, something happened.
Somebody is haunted by a very loud smoking cat.
I get those messages from people all the time. Did you hear?
I'm so sorry. And
then Carol's got to say, no, Todd just belched.
That's all it was. No, I'm telling this very touching story about my dad, and then I hear his,
right. I'm so sorry. So back to the story about your dad.
No,
if you hadn't been there in that room at that time.
I wouldn't have, exactly, because there was a couple people who were not in the room at that time. And so they never got that experience. But everyone who was there, it was really an extremely special thing. And so somebody waking up randomly, that's kind of where I thought that was going to go. But then did she ever wake up? I don't know. Did she wake up for a minute and he actually saw her sitting up and then she laid back down?
Or maybe he was seeing her spirit coming out of her body. Yeah. I mean, it's tough to know. Yeah.
I don't know. I think that's interesting. So if you have a real ghost story and you want to share it with us, we would love that so much. You can call us at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. Wherever you're listening, just hit subscribe and make sure you can listen and or watch us on YouTube these days. Get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials by becoming a premium subscriber. Do that at Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery, but we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's the Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.